So we kick off 2017 to the Humane Society, and what's going on?
Well, we are, you know, it's really quiet right now because mm-hmm. the students are gone. So that's the majority of our foster care and our sure. volunteer population. Mm-hmm. So if you're at home right now going, we don't have anything for the kids to do. If they're over 9, they can volunteer at the shelter.
Oh, okay.
So they have to, between 9 years old and 15, they do have to have a parent with them while they're volunteering or a legal guardian. And then if they're 16, 17, they can come to orientation and the parent or guardian has to come with them, but then they can volunteer. We figure if they're going to give you a driver's license, you can at least come and volunteer by yourself.
Yeah, so, that's fair enough.
And then you can come volunteer on your own. Yeah. So, you know, we're definitely in need of them. We have a couple of our local folks that are there right now holding down the fort, mm-hmm. But they could probably, they're getting their Fitbit steps in.
Oh, sure. There you are.
Walking dogs.
Good numbers. They have good numbers.
They do, because they've got more dogs to walk because there's less volunteers in. So, and the more times we have volunteers in, the more often the dogs get out. That's just simple math right there. So if you're looking for something to do or keep up, you know, we're talking a little bit New Year's resolutions and
sure.
Beforehand. A great way to keep up with your New Year's resolutions. We have some walking paths and dogs that want to walk. And, you know, that's not just walking. It's upper body strength that you're hanging on.
It could be that. It depends on the dog you're walking.
Exactly. So, you know, throwing the ball and stuff like that for them. We have a wide variety of dogs in. We're not jam-packed right now, but I assume since yesterday's storm and mm-hmm. the fireworks the day before mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. the intake will pick up as the dogs finally realize, okay, it's a little calmer now, I can come out of wherever I was hiding right. while I was petrified when I escaped. If your pet went missing, your cat especially, put its litter box outside, some clothes of yours as well so it smells more like you, and mm-hmm. if they've gotten disoriented, they can find their way back home. And we're just, you know, looking forward to the new year and planning our calendar. We're going to have, you know, Adopt-a-thon again this year and
sure.
a couple other events. The adoption events, watch for Sterling Subaru events again as well.
Okay.
So a couple other big things in the works. So we'll wait to see how that pans
all
out
right.
before we announce all that.
So if they want some more information or you want to start the year as a volunteer or get a pet, what do they do?
AggieLandHumane.org is our website. You can visit us in person at 5359 Leonard Road. We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturdays 11 to 3.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.